April 17, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Mission Challenges. Opening Prayer. As I read your word, Father, continue to show me your priorities and help me to make them mine. Read Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 42. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. Reflect. In full and glad surrender, I give myself to thee, thine utterly and only and evermore to be. Verse 34 is an unexpected statement to find on the lips of the Prince of Peace, but it expresses an inevitable effect rather than a deliberate intention. Jesus, of course, does love to bring peace, both within people as he reconciles them to God, and between people as they are united in him. There are many, however, who will not allow him to do his peacemaking work within and between them, and the result is a sword, conflict, and division. Jesus' disciples are to be under no illusions about this reality. Living for him will not be easy. They will encounter serious opposition. Verses 35 through 39 highlight two factors that present the greatest challenges to genuine conversion and wholehearted discipleship: love of family and love of self. Many either reject Christ or backslide because of one or both of these. For many today, as in Micah's day, family animosity is the focus of their lives, but Christ must either be our greatest love or he will be nothing at all. For everyone today, there is a continual inner war raging between flesh and spirit, self and Christ, ease and cross. Thus, these verses demand of all Christians alertness, courage, perseverance, prayer, and, above all, a genuine supreme passion for Jesus Christ. Verses 40 through 42 present a challenge to those on the receiving end of mission. They are to recognize and welcome any visitor who represents Jesus Christ, whether they be people of some standing, prophet, righteous person, or a little one, insignificant in human terms. Their kindness will reflect their attitude toward Christ himself and toward his heavenly Father. It will be seen and rewarded, for all true disciples belong to him and are loved by him. Apply. Who are those you know who don't yet know and love Jesus? In what ways can you show them or tell of his love for them today? Closing prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for your love for me. I ask that my love for you would continue to grow deeper and more constant.